What if everything you have deemed as impossible really was possible? What have you known and believed was possible your whole life? You just didn't know how to actualize it. Come and discover a world of infinite possibilities on Outside the Impossible with Venus Castleberg. On this show, we will share pragmatic tools to create the life and living you truly desire. And now, your host, Venus Castleberg.
Hello and welcome. I am here with Rachel Silber. I am so excited to have you on the show. Rachel, for me, has just been this, I would call you like a joy bomb. You just walk into a room.
Thank you. It's like, warning, warning, danger, Will Robinson, your reality might explode.
Totally. But in a very happy, joyful way.
Yes.
And I love our topic today, Rachel, because we talked about, okay, let's talk about beyond the comfort of limitation. Could you explain to our listeners a little bit about what does that mean?
I wonder, what do they know about the comfort of their limitations? I mean, really, you facilitate Access Consciousness classes. I facilitate Access Consciousness classes. We attend all sorts of, you know, really cool Access Consciousness classes. And the two, you know, words that people most kind of run away from, one is change and the other is choice. And that means that they're choosing to not have change for the most part if they're running away from change. Although it happens, whether they like it or not, change is pretty constant. But what happens is, in attempting to avoid it, they prefer to stay in, oh boy, how did we used to call this when I was a kid? Like the devil that you know. You know, it may be a poopy diaper, but it's already warm and cozy in there. Why would I change that? I'm already familiar with it. And there's a certain sense of comfort in what's familiar, but it's also one of the greatest places where we limit ourselves. And that's the comfort of our limitations. They're so familiar to us that we barely even notice that they're there, but they're there, keeping us stuck. And we don't even have to know what they are so much, but be willing to go beyond them. And being willing to go beyond them is being willing to go beyond anything that we've ever defined ourselves as, spoken about ourselves ever, you know. I was communicating with my daughter earlier and she's like, this always happens to me. Well, that's a comfort of a limitation. Until we say, you know what, this could always happen to me, but what if I would be willing to let that go and be open to something else happening to me? What else could happen to me if I were willing to notice it? Knowing that really nothing happens, we kind of all choose it. But what else would be available to us if we're willing to look beyond that thing that's so familiar to us that it almost feels like a second skin? And it may just be keeping us so constricted, so tight, and so small. So I'm sure I'm not the only one who's ever experienced that.
Well, speaking of, do you want to tell us how you came about this awareness for yourself?
Oh, boy. I think I come across this awareness every single day. And one of the programs that I'm on with you as well is something that I'm enjoying so much. One of your previous guests, Catherine McIntosh, created the No Judgment Diet. And I took the No Judgment Diet a few years ago. And then this fall, I think it was November 1st or something like that, she said, all right, 365 days a year, right? Okay, so let's get totally naked, getting out of all of these points of view that we have about us. Whatever they are, makes no difference. It could be, you know, something new every day, but we're willing to let go of whatever was and open up without any point of view about what it's going to look like. Open up to whatever wonder and crazy and joyful and amazing new possibilities could be. But it's really freaking hard to have a new possibility show up in our life if we're so busy holding on to whatever it was that we were previously. you know, whatever that skin, that the skin suit that we have on, we're so busy defending and holding on to that, or whatever definition we have of ourselves, whatever past history, whatever experience, whatever we've made bigger than our ability to choose to change at any moment, that we don't even see a new possibility if it comes and smacks us right between the eyes. And that's what I've loved about the no judgment every day. And that's what I love about the tools of access consciousness, because you don't have to fucking analyze it so much. You could just, sorry if I'm using words I shouldn't be using. I just got out of a political rally thing, which is rather interesting. I'm like, fuck seems to be a word that I'm using quite a lot of this afternoon. So what else is possible? But it's being willing to step beyond that and to see that something else is available, and it may not be familiar, it may not be comfortable, but that's exactly where our growth is.
Well, you said something very interesting, and I know a lot of people probably just went, wait, I thought that I was supposed to define who I am, figure out what I'm supposed to do with my life, my career, my, and who am I, and what does even my name mean, and
and all the numerological other, you know, all the definitions of exactly what one does as an Aries or as a Scorpio or as a whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, and so a lot how of... does yeah, somebody like go, well, wait a minute, I'm not, you're talking about being undefined. Could you say more about that?
Well, something that I'd heard Gary say over and over and over and over and over, Gary being the founder of Access Consciousness, is that a definition, by definition alone, is a limitation. Even in the word definition, you're putting a fin, in Spanish anyway, fin means end. You're ending all possibilities by putting in a definition, because this is now the only way that something can show up in your life. There are no other ways that something could show up, because you've already sealed it up, you know, packaged it up, put a bow on it, and presented it that way. Mm. But what if you could shift and change with every choice, with every experience, with every willingness to not hold on to a particular, even a name? I realize we're all given names in this reality, but what if you are beyond your name? I know I'm Rachel in this lifetime. I know this is kind of jumping off the deep end and sounds really woo-woo for some people, perhaps, but we're not everything that meets the eye. If we're energy, and energy has no beginning and no end, then who were we before? What did we choose before? Did we come in as a male body, as a female body, as a who knows if we were even on this planet? The thing is, all of those experiences can be used to contribute to everything that we choose now if we're willing to recognize that we've had some pretty freaking awesome experiences. And what else is available to us if we're willing to just explore? And it's really interesting because I'm living in Guatemala, and the president was just sworn in last night, and today there was a meeting, American Chamber of Commerce meeting, and I was there, and everything is about defending a culture, defending a, you know, whether American or Guatemalan or whatever the case is. But you're losing the who is the person here? What is it that they know? What is it that they've experienced? How is it that they see the world? And what if they would look at it slightly differently? What gift have they come to be? And how many times do we include gifts when we look at, this is the way I'm supposed to show up in the world? Have you ever seen the movie or read the book, A Wrinkle in Time, by any chance?
Yeah, I saw the movie. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I just saw the movie last night. I saw it in the movie theater a couple of years ago, whenever it came out. And I saw it last night with my daughter. She's reading the book right now. I'll be reading it after, you know, she's done with it. But what was really interesting was that the whole darkness that was going on in the movie was there based on when you're not willing to embrace even your faults as gifts. You see them as faults. You see them as things you have to hide, suppress, you know, put away. Nobody should ever know about them. But what if even in those, there is a sense of wonder and vulnerability and presence and joy that we could have and be if we're willing to not suppress any part of us and be willing to include it all?
But wait, aren't faults for something to fix? Aren't we supposed to fix those and change those?
Yeah, that's what people would have you believe. And then they'll tell you that they love you so much that they're going to tell you all your faults right to your face and judge you constantly so that, yeah, you could move beyond them. But what if in them, just as a little aside, what if in those very things that you've judged as wrong about you or have been told that are wrong about you are some of the most amazing gifts and possibilities about you? Like, I've been
Could
told I talk a lot.
Yeah, please.
Yeah. My whole life I was told I talk nonstop. I always would like to be the center of attention. Who do I think I am? You're too much, blah, 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 right? And so I spent many years hiding, lots of years hiding. And now I recognize that my willingness to not have a point of view about what it is or who it is, but being willing to step up and speak up and introduce myself and, you know, make people, you know, a little more comfortable around me by asking questions is actually an invitation to a different possibility that I wouldn't be able to invite people to if I were still staying quiet, still staying small, hiding and trying not to be too much. It wouldn't be the gift to the world that I could be by actually embracing that. And who knows, in my being willing, for example, to be different or be weird or laugh too loudly or whatever, I've been known, you know, I go to the movies, I was laughing so hard in Jumanji. I went with my sister-in-law, nieces and nephews, and my daughter as well. And my daughter's used to the way I laugh, but when I start to laugh, I laugh and laugh and laugh. And people in the movie theater had no idea what to do about it, but I bet you they had something to talk about after the movie. And it must have brought a smile to their face, because if anybody would record it and put it on YouTube, there would definitely be more people laughing in the world. And that's being willing to not look at it as a terrible thing. It's wrong. It's awful. But what gift is there that you just hadn't noticed beforehand?
And what sort of an invitation can that be to others to be them, whatever that is, too?
Yeah. Yeah. Beautiful. Whatever it is, it may, their gift or their whatever be them is, their choice of the moment or creation of the moment may be very different than the way we do things. But they feel more at ease to be willing to show up as themselves when we're willing to show up as themselves. And that's beyond all the stories and all the definitions and all the limitations that we've stuck ourselves into. Hey, Venus, have you ever heard the story of the lobster?
I don't know. Please tell me.
I highly recommend that you, I can send you the link after. It just kind of popped in my awareness. There's this Rabbi Twersky, I think, Abraham Twersky, and he tells the story of the lobsters. Lobsters have exoskeletons. So what they do several times in their lifetime when they're going through growth spurt, they can no longer fit comfortably inside that hard outer shell that they have. So they tuck themselves in beneath a rock, very, very vulnerable time for them. They'll hide beneath the rock, they shed the old exoskeleton, and they begin to grow a new one. But they have that time of vulnerability of you know, tucking in or whatnot, but letting go of the old to be able to expand into something that's new. And it's actually really, really interesting, because I never thought much about lobsters, honestly. And it was just so interesting that there's a discomfort in the change that allows for our expansion when we're willing to be vulnerable. And I love the metaphor with the lobster there.
Yeah, that's beautiful. So would you say a little bit more about what that means to be vulnerable?
Wow. It is being willing to be present with everything that is, as it is, and as you are. Not doing like the cowardly lion from The Wizard of Oz, you know, put him up. No fighting against anything, no defending against anything, and being so aware that you know where to be or where not to be, or where to move your foot out of the way if someone is about to step on your wounded toe. You know, in just the right moment, you know exactly where to move or what to do, and you're willing to be naked. No barriers between you and the rest of the world. It's not the most comfortable place to be, and it's definitely a place where you have no limitation.
Wow, that's really amazing. And we are going to talk more about that. We're going to take a short break. If you have questions or would like to talk to either of us about beyond the comfort of your limitation, you can call us at 202-570-7057, and we will be with you right after the break.
Of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm here with Rachel Silver, and we are talking about beyond the comfort of limitation. Rachel, right before the break, you started to talk about vulnerability. I'd love to go into that a little bit deeper, because I know a lot of people, they're like, they think about the lobster being vulnerable, like not having a shell. And but then, like, there's this, well, but that's dangerous. And so can you talk a little bit about, like, what do we mean by vulnerability and how it can be an invitation versus it being something that's dangerous and could cause harm? And you might be muted. Can't hear ya. Are you still there? Okay. There we go.
Hi.
Welcome back.
Hi. Thank you.
Did you hear me say anything? No?
No.
Okay, great. I will start over. So, awesome. Right before the break, you touched on vulnerability, and I would really love for you to go into that a little bit deeper, because I know a lot of people are like, wait a minute, I thought being vulnerable is dangerous. It's like the lobster without a shell implies that, you know, there's a danger to not having that shell. So what's actually available for people in their own vulnerability that is an invitation rather than danger? Will Robinson, that was great.
Great line, huh? I don't know what it is with all the movie and TV metaphors. It's kind of funny. But, with vulnerability, well, first of all, in all the things that I'd done previous to finding Access Consciousness and being told that vulnerability is actually a potency and not not a weakness, right? Most people say, oh, you shouldn't show anybody that you're vulnerable. Well, the thing is, to not show anything, to protect yourself, you have to build up barricades, barriers, walls of protection or defend from you to the rest of the world, right? One of the things that that I believe very, very strongly is that our point of view creates our reality. And if we have a point of view that something is going to hurt us or something is going to threaten us or that something out there is bigger than what we are, what happens is we give that thing more power than us. In willing to be vulnerable, there are no barricades, there are no barriers. We can perceive everything that's around us. We can know when someone is about to do something that's threatening or not very kind, and we can recognize what is, you know, if we're willing to be present, willing to be vulnerable, we can see, what is it that I'd like to do? See, when we're not being vulnerable, we have to play in this is the right thing to do, this is the wrong thing to do. But when we're willing to be vulnerable, we just be fully with what is. And there is such a melting power to that presence. And it's not power like putting anybody else down. It's that willingness to fully be, confiding in ourselves, trusting ourselves and recognizing that we are the source in our life and living. And that's very, very different than putting all the power outside and trying to protect ourselves from something. And I was taught, you know, you've got to put the black tourmalines in the corner of your room and you've got to protect yourself with this symbol or that thing. And really, what if there's nothing to protect anything or anyone from? And it's kind of like cutting off our nose to spite our face. If we're part of oneness, we're part of everything. And if we put up a wall or a barricade, we just can't receive.
So we're taught, like you said, we're taught that walls and barricades are what protect us. But you're saying that if we don't have our walls and barriers, we're actually more aware than if we do, than if we have walls.
Yeah. Wow. It's truly turning the information that I was taught growing up. And I grew up in Israel. You always had to protect yourself over there. But the thing is, if you're willing to be aware, you're going to know if you're in danger. You're going to know if something is threatening you. You're going to be able to perceive whatever energy. And one of the things, you're a Joy of Business facilitator, right, Venus?
I am, yep.
Well, one of the things with that as well, if we're not willing to receive from everywhere, and when we perceive everything, we can receive from everything we're perceiving, we don't even allow ourselves to have as many revenue streams. Or, you know, have money or possibilities or fun show up in our lives because it doesn't fit in with what we've got to protect ourselves from.
Right. So if that's the case, if like more fun and joy and receiving and abundance and all that stuff is possible and available, what do you think has most people still choosing the comfort of limitation?
It's familiar. It's familiar and it's easy to control because it's the devil that you know. It's the thing that you're so familiar with. It's almost like me and my shadow. But it literally is that, rather than the lightness and the brightness and the sparkles and the joy of you. I mean, how many realities could you change if you're willing to be totally present and be willing to explore? I wonder, what would I like to choose today? Because a lot of times that stuff that we've taken on, the points of view that we've had, whether it's about business, whether it's about ourselves, our bodies, relationships, whatever, it's in many cases not even ours, but it's other people's points of view that we've just grown up around and assumed that that's the way the world works. And that's our status quo, rather than, what do I know? What would I enjoy? If I were truly willing to, okay, I don't necessarily know who I be, but what if how I be is an exploration choice by choice? What is it that I'm willing to choose at any moment that's gonna, I don't know, change something and be a lot more joyful for me, a lot more fun for me? So I just took a class online, live stream, but I got to enjoy so many beautiful photographs from the castle. It was a class that was done in the castle of Casalborgone in Italy. And there is such a juxtaposition between old and old, like old walls, and then the old but new again kind of, you know, the antiques, just the beauty and the lushness and the opulence of everything around. And I had grown up in a reality of, we can just settle. But what if we don't have to settle for anything? What if when you see something that delights your senses and lights you up, you could be just as easy to say, wow, I'll have that. I'll enjoy, not necessarily even just a few nights in the castle. What if I could turn something like that into my home? What would that be like if we're willing to embrace and explore it? Rather than, no, I was always taught I ought to settle. This is good enough for me.
Well, how did you work out, maybe even just for yourself, or how have you seen other people work out, like, choosing beyond your own limitations and your own comfort and choosing something greater when everybody else around you is not?
Wow, the $10 million question. Wow. I have no idea really how to even relate to a lot of what is spoken around me, kind of the limitations that are spoken around me, because for me, when I hear a lot of the stuck points of view, those ring so loudly in my ears and they jar so much with what I know could be possible, even when those limitations come out of my own mouth, okay? But they're so jarring with what I know could be possible that I stop in my tracks and go, okay, well, I could choose that, or I could choose something else. What would I prefer? And when it comes to other people, I've learned to not argue, have shorter dates if necessary, shorter times with people. I pick and choose who I'd really like to be around. So I so enjoyed my conversations with you. I so enjoy the morning clearings of the no judgment diet every day and letting go of the past, because there's a whole bunch of other wacko crazy people who know that the world should be full of possibilities, you know, and they're not willing to settle anymore. And so that's what I've been enjoying more and more of. Who would I like to be around? Who is inspiring me? What is going to be fun for me? If I were choosing my reality, what else would I like? And I won't just go to a movie just because everybody else does it. My daughter got a shock pen when we were at the Houston Museum of Natural Science, and she said, "Mom, shock yourself." I'm like, "No thanks." Why would I do that if it's not fun for me and my body? Why on earth would I choose that? Like, I know we come here for experience, but geez, shocking myself? And come to find out afterwards, one of our friends here said, you know, that's the biggest new things with bartenders or DJs at parties here in Guatemala anyway. They bring shock games where all the people hold hands around a circle and then they activate this shock therapy. And these people stand around in a circle holding on and just for fun, seeing how long can they hold on to while they're being electrocuted. You know, in a gentle way, I suppose. But damn, that's uncomfortable. And I'm just not willing to have that discomfort. I have recognized that I deserve more than that. Just because I'm choosing it. And I invite everybody else to have that too, because damn, you can have it. Why would you wear the shoes that are too tight and too small? You know, just like the lobster in his shell, move it on up. Have fun asking for more. And I think that's part of it, Venus. Part of it is that people don't realize that they can ask for what they'd like to have. And so part of that discomfort or comfort really with the limitation is that they don't know that they can have something beyond that. And that it could actually be easy and easeful. It may not be easy, okay, but it could be ease. But it takes that getting out of the comfort zone to be able to have that expansion and that joy. And nobody ever said this stuff was comfortable, but it's exhilarating and it's joyful and it's thrilling and it's orgasmic if you're willing to have that. Comfortable it might not be, but since when has ever an orgasm been comfortable?
Great question.
And who would ever give up on never ever having an orgasm again, you know? Like one of those things.
So what else is possible? Because, you know, I know this reality also is like, there's often the conversation of like, okay, we have problems, we have to fix our problems, and then like, if we're not focused on problems and we're not in the comfort zone of problems, what other choices are available? What else is really possible beyond that, that people could maybe start asking for or start thinking about or start, you know, just wondering, pondering, like, if I didn't have a problem here, what could I create?
I wonder how much creative energy people have used in just problem solving rather than creating. Like, if I were inventing myself anew today, see, one of the things that I have very strongly since I've began using the access tools, and especially since the beginning of November, where we're destroying and uncreating ourselves and our relationships and our points of views and everything else every single morning, I have no fucking idea. There I go back to fuck again. But I have no idea who I am, what's my taste. What is it that I would always say I'd never like to play Monopoly. Still not necessarily one of my favorite games, but every time my daughter would offer to play Monopoly, I'd say, no, I don't like that game. But I'm like, okay, I'll play. Whatever. You know, if I have no point of view to hold on to or defend or to maintain, what else is available? So now I could explore. Who knows? Maybe I could be a wizard at Monopoly. And by enjoying Monopoly so much more, I may utilize the energies or the you know, awarenesses that one gets from, you know, buying this property and adding this hotel and adding, in other ways in my life, perhaps with multiple businesses and revenue streams. Who knows? But if I don't take a toe out of my comfort zone of familiarity and out of looking at the past, I don't necessarily know what's available. So having CRS or can't remember shit is something that's so fantastic, because the past, oh, you know, that was a while ago. That was, you know, 10 seconds ago or 10 minutes ago or 10 years ago. Now what? What would I like to choose? What would be fun to explore? What would be amazing and delightful and joyful? And then you can begin. I hadn't painted since college, and then I started drawing again a few years ago, and then stopped again. And I was just wondering about that today. Wouldn't it be fun to just start painting again? And I bought myself some paints at the store. They have an art school / store / they do gymnastics and dance there also, and I take my daughter there. And I just bought myself some new paints and a paper that's kind of like canvas so I could begin exploring. And I don't have a point of view. It doesn't have to look perfect. Who cares? Maybe I'll use it, you know, as a mat to put my next plate on, and it can be covered in ketchup and slime in no time. Whatever. There's no significance to it. It's the joy of actually creating. And that's the fun part, to be able to explore for me. What's it like for you, Venus?
Well, I am happy to talk about that, but we're going to do that on the other side of this break. If you guys have any questions for us you'd like to talk about beyond your comfort zone, we can do that at 202-570-7057. Look forward to talking to you on the other side of the break.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
I'm Kathy Williams, host of Sexy Mom Abundant Life radio show on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. On the show, we explore living abundantly in every area of your life. Ways to let go of limiting patterns and beliefs and to step into the flow of creativity and possibility, knowing you are supported by the universe.
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. I'm here with Rachel, and we're talking about beyond the comfort of limitation. And Rachel, you had some just really great stories and ways of like looking at like, you know, how is it for you? I'd love to dive in just a little bit more about this Catherine's 365 days. What exactly is that class, that process, and what has it created for you?
Oh my goodness. I can't even begin. It's so fantastic because you know what's, and this, I don't even really know how to begin explaining it, but when it's just me, I tend to not necessarily be as committed to me when it's just me for me. I was having this conversation with my daughter the other day, explaining to her something about when I was pregnant with her. The midwife said, I'll be able to tell if you ate a banana in your placenta. She's a very particular kind of a midwife, whatever. I don't even know what she was, but you know, she was very threatening. We had to write down every single thing we ate. I actually lost weight when I was pregnant rather than gaining weight. And I said it was so much easier for me to do. Naturally, I've always tended to take care of everybody else's needs, desires, choices, requirements, whatever, before I'd include myself in my life. Like, I was so willing to be aware of what anybody and everybody else required. And so same with this. I've had these tools since 2011. I've loved them. I've used them. But generally, mostly with other people, also with myself. But it was a lot easier to take care of everything and everyone else first rather than include me. And this, since November 1st with Catherine, every morning, I think it's at 8:30 in the morning Mountain Time, she gets on that Facebook Live, and we're there every morning, all together, destroying and uncreating, totally committed, destroying and uncreating the past, opening up possibilities for the future, and being willing to, and I love this, being ease, joy, and glory. And the Access Consciousness mantra is all of life comes with ease, joy, and glory. That's not defending against anything. It's not resisting anything. It's being willing to be present and just play. And that to me has been such a gift in Catherine's program, because I'm there every day. I'm committed to me with Catherine and with you and with a whole bunch of other really cool peeps in the group. And we're there every morning letting go of anything and everything that we ever thought we were and being willing to show up as a new possibility in the world. And no, we have no fucking clue what it's going to look like. Who knows what it's going to be like by the end of November? It may totally change several times over. But whatever it is, it's more and greater and more luscious and delicious and wonderful and brighter and more amazing than anything that was the 24 hours before. And that's what I'd love to invite everyone to as well, whichever way they'd like to do it. Though it'd be really awesome if they join, you know, the no judgment diet every day. I mean, $1 a day. Hello.
Right? Yes. She's only charging $1 a day, folks. So.
I know. How amazing.
Yes. Yep. And it really is just this invitation to just let go of everything. It could be you had a bad day yesterday, or you have all these definitions of who you think you should be, or, you know, things, whatever. It doesn't matter. It's like you get to start fresh every single day. You get to let go of your past every single day. And then what would you choose? What would you like to create inside of that? Okay, I have a clean slate. I have a blank slate now. What do I want to choose? What do I want to create? What else is possible here?
So yeah, and when you let go of that past, you let go of that weight, that gravity, that seriousness, that, you know, oh, I have to do things the right way, or people are going to judge me, or I'm not going to fit in, or whatever the case is. But when you're willing to let go of that and just explore, not even know who you necessarily are, who cares? Who are you in that 10 seconds? What is your choice just then? And what is that creating? And if you're willing to play, there's no right, there's no wrong, there's no good choice or bad choice or whatever. It's just, what am I choosing right this moment? And what am I choosing next? And it's this willingness for that choice to be the change and the opening for anything and everything in your life. And that's certainly beyond a comfort zone, because the comfort zone is so constricting and limiting. And your past is so constricting and limiting. It's the only thing you had previously. It doesn't mean to judge you for it either. And that's what I love about Catherine's program. Because you let go of the judgment. There's no room for judgment there. There's just room to let go. Okay, that didn't work. Let it go. Now what can you embrace? Now that your hands are open to receive something new, what's going to show up in your life? What are you choosing to play with and touch and enjoy? And
no,
I love that.
Significance.
None whatsoever. None. Wow. What freedom.
So, yes, totally. So I'm curious, because you did mention Monopoly. That's awesome. But I'm like, what other sort of choices are you finding yourself making now that maybe you weren't in the past because you hadn't destroyed and uncreated everything every day?
Well, I'm choosing all sorts of really interesting things. I've chosen to renew my license as a body process facilitator. I've actually chosen to become a 3-day body process facilitator. And so, yeah, yay, let's play together more. I'm so enjoying having a body. Like, that was not part of my reality before. It was just a head on a stick. And I'm so enjoying that we have a body that we can receive with our body, that our body could be lit up and vibrating and enjoying life and living so much that, you know, fuck the judgments. They're just so weighing us down. What if we could actually enjoy what is and begin to fall in love with what is, and then from there be able to explore anything and everything? I was reading recently that having an embodiment, like Dr. Dane had written a book about, I can't even remember, The Joy of Embodiment or something like that. I think it was called The Joy of Embodiment. It's a black cover.
Yes,
and
was.
You see this woman's body leaping across. For me, it was just having a body. But embodiment is so much more than that. It's the food that you eat. It's the relations you have. It's the interactions. It's the sheets that you're sleeping on. It's what are you willing to include in everything that you experience. So how much more joy can you have with that? So, yeah, I'm choosing by destroying and uncreating. I had points of view about who would take classes, how many classes, what, because I had said that I would do this in 2013 and then I didn't. Because I just gave up on it. And then I said, you know what? If I were willing to embrace the gift of me in the world and really be willing to show up, what would the world be like in 500 years if I were willing to be the energy that invites to that? And I got such a space of ease and joy and wonder. It makes no logical sense. I don't know physically I'm going to be here in this body in 500 years. Who knows? Maybe yes, maybe no. But the world's going to be different if I'm willing to step into being all of me. And if I'm willing to be the invitation for people to enjoy themselves a little bit more, to enjoy having a body a little bit more, to enjoy everything that they feel and be in touch a little bit more. And so, yeah, that it's not just Monopoly. It's, you know, it's all of that, too. And, you know, the more conversations I have with people, the more I'm inviting people to. We have Global Bars Day next week all around the world. People are going to be running other people's bars. And I'm here all week. For me, it's not just Bars Day. For me, I'm turning it into a week-long celebration. You want your bars run? Never had your bars run? Come, I'll gift you a session. So that more people will know something else is available and possible. And I wonder whose life is going to change and how many more people with that joy and exuberance and wonder of the world would be kind of perceiving that ripple going out from my being willing to show up without any point of view about what it looks like.
And if you find yourself developing a point of view, you can just destroy and uncreate that too.
Oh, yeah. It's one of my favorite tools that Dr. Dana had done a one-of class, and I have a feeling he's going to have more than that one-of class because all the conversations recently have been all around being interesting point of view. Because just like consciousness includes everything and judges nothing, allowance includes everything and judges nothing. So all points of view are available and no point of view is available if we're willing to be interesting point of view with anything and everything that's around us. We don't have to hold on to any specific point of view. We could just see what works for me right now. And it's so much more pragmatic and ease to just, what's working for me? That one's not working for me. All right, sorry, that doesn't work for me right now. What else is possible?
Yeah, and I think that that's been the beautiful thing for me with Catherine's 365 days has just been the, like, I've had things change that I didn't know I would like to see change, like, or that needed to change.
Yay! So like what? Like what?
Well, I actually had a finance company that I let go of. So, and I was like, wow, I just did not see that coming. But I have had so much more ease and joy and lightness in following this.
Wow.
You know, really desiring to dive into be a CF more. And like you, I also said years ago I was going to be a 3-day body process facilitator and also let it go.
But, yay!
Like, unattainable somehow. And I was like, no, that's not unattainable. I'm choosing that. I'm having that.
Yeah.
Like having that blank slate, like really going, okay, so if I was choosing one, if I was choosing right now in this 10 seconds, what would I choose? Not based on my past, not based on my reference points or projections.
Or waiting anything. For anyone else to choose for you.
Yes.
Or to even choose you, but you're the one who's saying, I'm having it. Mm-hmm. I love that, Venus. So, you know what? I'm treating you. We're going to share a bottle of champagne when we're both, or I'll just hand you the bottle of champagne and then just sneak in a sip from your glass or whatever it is when we both become 3-day facilitators or when you become one. We'll see who gets the champagne first. No, I'm willing to do it.
I like that. Well, I would love to share that bottle of champagne with you. So that would be awesome. So.
Oh, yeah. How fun. How fun to know that you can have and be anything and everything that you actually choose. I love that. Mm-hmm.
And that anything that, you know, we've, a lot of us at one time or another have said, well, that's impossible for me. That's possible for other people, but not possible for me.
And have you been living in my head?
Maybe. And it's like, why not you?
Like,
you know,
if or we have that one day itis. Or one day, who says today ain't that day? And what would it be like if we were willing to really have that and to allow ourselves? And this is what I loved in the class that I had just taken in the castle. The title was The Willingness to Be the Brilliance of the Source of Whatever. I mean, we call it the Brilliance class. But willingness caught my attention in the title because it's active. It's a constant choice to have the willingness. There's nobody forcing you. It's a choosing day in, day out, moment by moment. There's no judging yourself or, oh my God, I didn't do it. Nah, just get up, dust yourself off, do a little twirl, pull up those panties or take them off if you feel like it and choose again. What if you're willing to choose? Literally, that willingness to choose is that willingness to be vulnerable, to be creative, to be joyful in the moment, whatever it is. And allow yourself to have it and be it.
And I love what you said a little bit back too, like, be willing to ask for it. Like, and take the steps, like you going, you know what, I'm going to renew my body process facilitator license. I'm like, that's saying I'm asking for this.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You don't have to know the how. You don't have to know the when. It's just ask.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm very excited. I opened up a space in the last month and a half. I have 9 massage tables and just enjoying having a space where if people would like to come play with me in my body, I'll be happy to play with them in their bodies. And who knows, maybe travel too. What else is possible?
I love that. And open to interpretation.
Oh, yes. And lots of laughter.
Yes. That is one thing I do know about you. Lots of laughter and smiles, joy. So.
Yes. So much more fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Otherwise, life is just too serious. And who wants to be serious all the time?
So if you could have people get one or two key things from today's conversation, what would you like them to walk away with today?
Dang it, let go of the past. You are not being... Well, you're not required to pay for extra baggage claims and fees and overweights and all that in your journey of life. And whatever airline or rocket ship you take, you can just let that go and go exploring and shop for your reality wherever and however it is that you'd like. You see something that delights you and lights you up, go for it and have fun. Laugh a little. It's good for you.
Live a little. Lighten up a lot.
Oh yeah.
I love that. Let go of the past. Yep.
Yeah.
You are not your past. You are not. There is nothing that defines you.
No, you fresh meat. You choose all the time whatever you like. You can have so much. Imagine it's like waking up in a different country every day. What else would you like? What else could you explore? Thank you so much, Venus.
Thank you, Joy. I love you, Rachel. I appreciate you being here. And thank you, everyone, for listening. Have a wonderful week.
Bye. Thank you. Bye.